Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
President Obama delivers a eulogy at Representative John Lewis's funeral. Oprah gives up the cover of her magazine for the first time in 20 years. And Beyonce's Black is King is here. Melissa has a juice coming up.
Ellen breaks her silence about the rumors of her toxic work environment. Hear new allegations of how guests were told to act on air.
Leroy has your sports.
And if you're looking to have a good time tonight, using your fingers will get the job done. I'll tell you how.
But first, President Obama delivered a eulogy at Representative John Lewis's funeral service yesterday in Atlanta, saying that he, as much as anyone in our history, brought this country a little bit closer to our highest ideals. Former Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush also spoke during the service. Lewis wrote, I don't know if you guys saw it, but Lewis wrote his own goodbye as well.
Yes.
He wrote an essay days before his death that he wanted to be published the day of his funeral. And the essay was a call to action for the next generation to continue the peaceful fight for freedom. I was like, man, I started reading it here yesterday. I'm like, I read the first line and I'm like, nope, I got to wait till I get home.
That dude's entire life was just like being a crazy activist. Even at the end.
Mm. For the first time in its 20 years, Oprah gave up the cover of her O magazine. Instead, Breonna Taylor, the young woman fatally shot by police in her Louisville home in March, is on the cover of the September issue. Oprah said, "We can't be silent. We have to use whatever megaphone we have to cry for justice." That is why Breonna Taylor is on the cover of O magazine. The magazine will also examine systemic racism in a section called Hard White Truths, and each page includes anti-racist actions that readers can take, like which Black-owned businesses they can support, organizations to donate to, things to read, and petitions to sign. The issue hits newsstands on August 11th. And Beyonce's Black is King is here. The visual album, written, directed, and executive produced by Beyonce, premiered on Disney Plus. It's based on the music from her soundtrack for the animated film The Lion King, The Gift. Beyonce describes the album as a labor of love. That's her passion project that she's been filming, researching, and editing day and night for a year.
The Beehive hasn't even seen it yet, and they love it.
Can't wait. I saw like a little tiny bit of it, and I'm like, oh God, I can't wait. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Nicki Minaj's husband is on the brink of having to miss the birth of their child. Now, you'll remember Kenneth Petty was convicted of first-degree rape back in 1995, and because of that, he had to register as a sex offender in California. And some of the terms, he has a curfew, and his travel is restricted to California, and Kenneth has submitted a request asking the judge to tweak his release conditions so he can be by Nicki's side if she gives birth outside the curfew hours. Sources say Nicki is over 6 months along, so the baby could be coming soon. Word is the U.S. Attorney's Office does not oppose Kenneth's request, so it's just up to the judge to sign off on it. Rihanna fans, you'll be happy to know when we finally get new Rihanna music, you won't be disappointed. She told Entertainment Tonight that even though she's been focusing on her businesses as of late, she has never stopped working on new music. Rihanna did not give a release date, but said, quote, "When I'm ready to put it out the way I feel fit, it's going to come out, and you're not going to be disappointed when it happens. It'll be worth it." And Ellen DeGeneres is breaking her silence about all the rumors going around that her work environment is toxic. I told you earlier this week how Warner Brothers had hired a private investigation firm to get to the bottom of several allegations of a toxic workplace, including sexual harassment and racism, among other things. And before I get to her statement, something else that came out overnight. Apparently, two former guests on the show who didn't want to be named, that to me always makes it more credible, said that when they were being prepped for their interview on the show, producers demanded they stroke Ellen's ego, saying things like, "Compliment Ellen, tell her what a big fan you are." Another guest went so far as to say, "No one is to talk to Ellen. You don't talk to her. You don't approach her. You don't look at her."
Hold on.
Yes.
Go back to the other thing. You can do that.
What?
Stop it.
You can be like, compliment them, give a stroke their ego.
I mean, you can tell your employees to do anything.
I'm changing the game. Mark, from now on, when somebody calls in, tell them all that.
Oh, God, please, I answer the phone.
And I'm like, who's going to crap on me today?
Oh, stop it.
And well, Ellen would get people kissing her ass.
It's taken some time, but Ellen did address the allegations by sending out a staff memo. Now, she started by saying on day one, she told everyone in their first meeting the show would be a place of happiness and people would be treated with respect, adding that somewhere along the way that changed and for that she is very sorry. She adds that she would not be successful without her staff and moving forward she is committed to ensuring this does not happen again. I want everyone who makes it to love working on it. Again, quote, I'm so sorry to anyone who didn't have this great experience, saying they're going to continue having conversations about how they can all learn and grow, and she cannot wait to get back to the stage.
Anybody who's like half listening to this Ellen stuff, who's just seeing the headlines, would think that Ellen's the biggest piece of crap there is. And oh, so far, not one thing.
A lot of people have.
So far, not one thing, though, against her has come out. It's all the people are working around
there's
her.
There's been, you know, mutterings of things over the years, and people, if you go on our Facebook page, any story that we put up about Ellen, there's a lot of people chiming in about how they think she's a big piece of crap.
Yeah, they're like, oh, she's so nice. She gotta be a bitch. It's like, come on, man. So she surrounded herself with a couple of douchebags, and she's telling them, hey, spread this message, and they're going a little bit extra with the way that they're spreading it. But so far, she seems like a cool person.
Mm. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
All right, so in college sports, the NCAA announced that they will allow student athletes to wear a patch supporting social justice initiatives on their uniforms. I like that. The Sox beat the Mets 4-2. That's two games in a row they've won. The Bruins lost their exhibition game to the Blue Jackets 4-1, but it really doesn't matter because everyone is focused on the restart of the season going down this weekend. The Bruins will face the Flyers Sunday afternoon at 3. The NBA made its return last night with two great games. The Jazz beat the Pelicans and the Lakers beat the Clippers. But around here, it's all about the Celtics and Bucks tonight at 6:30. Now, if you're a real fan like I am, you get the NBA app.
Who has nothing to do this week?
Listen, it's all about sports, all right?
I love it. Leroy.
You know, I sat down in front of the TV yesterday on the floor with my legs crossed like a kid on Christmas morning in front of the Christmas tree. You understand me?
I wouldn't brag about that.
Well, listen, it was that much joy. But anyways, get the NBA app, and during the game, they have this thing called Tap to Cheer. And so the more, and listen, Celtic Nation, come together, all right? Tonight's the night. Get the app.
That's great.
And during the game, the more of us that tap this app, tap the button for the Celtics, the louder the cheer will be in Orlando for the Celtics.
That's a great idea. Stop hating on it.
Exactly.
It's a great way to get people involved.
All I'm hearing is that Leroy's weekend is going to consist of pushing a button tonight nonstop for about 3 hours.
Yep.
And tomorrow, putting together a 1,000-piece Tupac puzzle.
That's right. And I'm proud of it. All right. So Celtics Nation, join. Melissa, you have something
no,
to say?
How cool is the virtual fans?
Yes.
Are amazing.
Okay, I did
think
see
they
that.
Look so great.
They need to. Is that somebody watching, like, on their computer or at home or something? Is that what it is?
Well,
or?
Look, see, so. Since y'all say I'm corny, I don't care. I tried to find out how I could be a part of that tonight.
Yes.
And
yes.
What I found out was ticket season holders are getting the first, you know.
Oh.
You know, so they can
which
do
which is understandable.
Yeah, it's understandable. Yeah.
It would be great if they literally just did a thing where you live stream yourself. You know how people do reaction videos?
Mm-hmm.
Just reacting to the game
and
live.
Yeah, but you can't do that because now you're asking how many people to act right
on
live TV.
But
that ain't going
to
happen.
You know, you figure out a way you cut to that person celebrating or whatever and, you know, keep it in the background. And it's
know.
On delay,
right,
you know? Right. Well, because you know something's going to take it too far.
I'd be one of those. Right.
Well,
I would take
a guy's
it to
gonna
the
whip
extreme.
It and just start beating the hell out of his meat.
Wow. So with all that going on,
this took a dark turn.
We can't forget that the Sox Yankees 3-game series starts tonight at 7, and that's your sports.
All right, your good news today. A dog named Pepper from Grafton was rescued by the Brown Dog Coalition and Rescue after being shot in the leg about a year ago. Aww. Well, at the time, Pepper was pregnant and afterward had the puppies, but was separated from them when they got adopted. Well, a year later, Pepper was able to be reunited with her puppies, and they were able to celebrate their gotcha day with them. The coalition says that it was exciting to see the reunion because it's not something that a lot of rescues get to see. That's your good news in this report made up by Sullivan Tire and Auto Service. All right.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.